You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. This is Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports, and don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things world sports. So how we doing?
Damn fantasy. So I'm doing all right. I know. I mean, I guess I'm out of your position, but
no,
because you're not bad.
No. For those who've been following my fantasy, you know, I'll post this on Instagram later. My second season in fantasy football with Antonio's leagues, being the commissioner and everything, it was an honor. It was a great opportunity to win some extra money. Unfortunately, I lost today. Congrats to Purdue Punishers for finishing the job. It was very close. It was like 190 to 177. Yeah. I'm not mad at all. It actually it was down to the wire as I expected.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't a blowout. I definitely held my own. If I had Landry, if Landry was able to do a little more with Baker, I would have probably got him.
It wasn't
Landry. We're going to talk football later.
I know. That's right.
We're going to talk football later. In fact, because we got so much basketball to cover, I may even have to split up in two episodes. I ain't going to lie to you. Probably do an all NBA episode today.
Right. First of all, I did not know that stat.
Which one?
The NBA standings.
Oh yeah. So let's talk NBA. Right now, because we're gonna get to your Lakers in a second. That's why you got them blacked out, as you can see in his hat.
Is that the right season?
No,
it's not.
No.
20. That's last year.
Oh, that's probably why.
I was like, I looked at
there it.
No
is.
Way.
There it is.
Because I was like, from
there
what
it is.
About.
So being it's the first episode of 2022, you know, we haven't covered the NBA in a week or two. The Chicago Bulls are number one in the East at 25-10. 16-7 in the conference, 13-4 at home, 12-6 away, and they're on an 8-game winning streak. They're 8-2 in the last 10.
Compared to the Celtics. I mean, not to Brooklyn.
I told y'all Brooklyn ain't winning no championship. I told you Brooklyn ain't winning no championship.
They
didn't
win. Did not. Guess who they get back to?
Well, I do find out Wednesday.
Well, that's not fair competition, though.
It's just a warm-up game for them.
It's not fair competition.
I didn't say it was.
They play your Pacers.
I know. I know. The
bust the Pacers.
Return of Kyrie Irving.
Part-time.
Josiah, Sean Marks, Steve Nash. Y'all some idiots. I just want to tell you right now, this whole Kyrie Irving saga has been nothing but BS from the jump.
So my question is, what was the point?
There was no point. He going to play his whole time.
What's the point?
You literally gave Kyrie permission to rest.
Y'all gave
half
him a
season,
vacation?
Half the season.
He literally took a vacation for 2 months. Not even 2 months, 3 months. Because when they start in October.
He started on time this year.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
Months.
October. Yeah, exactly. 3.5 months. It's the middle of January. We talking.
When is the last time Kyrie played for 82 games?
Exactly.
Never.
Has he ever?
I think the most might have been 70.
Yeah.
So
the Cavs.
That was with the Cavs. Might have been championship year.
Exactly.
Or the year
he
before
did
that.
Close in Boston.
He got hurt.
He got hurt for a little bit. And he played like 50 games and he got hurt again.
So it's like, so y'all really just gave him a chance to stay healthy those
years. Basically. In the last 5 years, he ain't played more than like 40 games.
I'm still going to say what I said before. Brooklyn, the Nets are not winning the NBA championship.
They might come out the East, though.
But they're not winning against who comes out of the West.
My team, there's like one, maybe two that could beat them.
Bucks and Heat.
Yeah. The Bucks definitely can. The Heat, I want to, but they're going through some stuff.
Reports came out that Jimmy got hurt, might be an ankle injury. We haven't confirmed yet with MRIs. But he did go down with a non-contact ankle injury. Hopefully it's a low sprain, not a high sprain.
Oh yeah, it looked like a high sprain.
Looked like a high sprain the way he went down.
We kept putting a weight on.
He had to get helped off the court, and they ended up losing to the Warriors due to him leaving. The third.
And they
third
almost
quarter.
Won.
They almost won. Had Jimmy been in the fourth, they probably would
have.
Steph
had an awful.
Every once in a while,
He was jacking up. He was 1-11 from 3.
Who else we got? So we're breaking down the Eastern Conference right now. The Bulls are number one. How, I don't know. They must be playing trash teams because I like the Bulls, but I don't like the roster. I don't like the roster.
You don't like the person.
And I don't like the fact they ain't got no bench.
Yeah, they got zero bench.
You know, if you were able to move Zach LaVine, you know how many players you can get for him? Like picks and players to like help your bench?
Fireball things.
To help your bench?
Fireball things.
How is it?
We first place. I'm not trading. According to them, that's their best player. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
That's according to them. No,
DeMar DeRozan is your best player.
But they played through Zach LaVine.
Can I give him credit?
You can.
DeMar DeRozan is the best player.
I always liked DeRozan. So.
Until he plays LeBron.
No, I always liked DeRozan.
Until he played LeBron. then he becomes DeFrozen.
Well, yeah, right. Well, maybe not now.
Well, LeBron 37. All right. He ain't the man, the machine that he once was. We'll get to the Western Conference. We'll discuss that. Playing. I have to address the Lakers. But that's a whole different conversation. I want to say that for a different part. Looking at the rest of the East and what's left.
I see Coach of the Year. Cleveland's coach? That's the Coach of the Year.
Oh, J.B. Bickerstaff? Absolutely.
That's the Coach of the Year.
Nobody.
If they can keep this up.
Nobody.
If they get to the playoffs, it's Coach of the Year.
Nobody expected the Cavs to do anything.
With the Miles roster outside of Garland.
I mean, they got marketing. Not saying he's bad. He's just injury prone.
Yeah.
You got Jared Allen. Jared Allen.
See, that was.
I tried to tell y'all. It was stupid. I told you when they did it. I said, you know, Brooklyn just gave up their only chance to win a championship, right? I said that when I traded him.
Yeah.
You let him get paid by Cleveland for $100 million.
About right.
He could have stopped Giannis. Yeah, Jared Allen can stop Giannis.
And they got somebody just as good. They start both of them. They start two centers.
I know.
Evan Mobley.
I know.
And Mobley, basically a younger version. And Jared Allen was 23. And Evan Mobley, 19.
Cleveland going to be nice for a while if they keep this. As it is, they're gonna be nice for a while. I hate that Ricky Rubio went down with ACL,
but they got Rondo.
But they did get Rondo.
Rondo said, "Oh, well, they do. So I mean, I could go be a leader over there."
What did Rondo say?
I could be a leader over there because he had to approve the trade.
He had no trade clause, didn't he?
He don't have no trade clause, but he's Rondo. He doesn't.
You better approve it.
To Cleveland, you better. I got approval of that. I could veto stuff.
It was a 3-team trade. You see that? I think Denzel Valentine was in it.
Yeah, he's Lakers waiver, man.
Yeah. Well, we already ain't really. You already got Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah. He might as well get traded too while you had it.
We look at the Lakers later. Lakers are definitely part of this episode. We got a whole segment for them. Congratulate J.B. Bickerstaff.
Kevin Love had a resurgence. I didn't know he had.
You know what it was? The Olympics pissed him off. Remember when they said he wasn't good enough?
Oh, yeah. So he tried.
So according to the NBA trainer, Chris Brickley.
Yeah, the one that
he said. He said basically Kevin Love came in with a new fire this offseason based on after playing from the Olympics.
Yeah.
And he's been going off. He put in the work this offseason.
Every other game, he's putting up 20.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Kevin Love is basically tapping into that Minnesota version. His contract, though. It'd be a 3-team trade.
He could still get traded. Somebody
say they paying him. Like, Cavaliers paying
him. Well, yeah, because he signed
that. 125.
He signed that. What's the deal? Well, it's almost over. It's only like 2 years left.
This year. He's still getting paid over 20, 30 million a season. Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
One of the highest paid contracts up there. Top five.
All right.
Yeah. But now it's making sense. With this record, it's making sense, though. Because you got the
better. He's not even starting.
He don't got to. He don't got. He did 20-something off the bench.
He gets started minutes, but he's going to. I'm like, oh, my God. And I was wrong because I thought Colin Sexton was the reason. I was wrong.
When he got hurt, the thing got better.
Yeah, I know.
Garland, which says a lot because it all shows that Darius Garland's better than Sexton.
Well, he is. He's just not healthy.
True.
He's a bigger guard.
True.
But they really the same type of guard.
Yeah, that's why I
feel they're literally the same type of guard.
They drafted him. When they drafted him, I said they were the same guard.
Yeah. McGarland got, what, 3 inches on him?
Basically.
And better playmaker. Well, better more shooter. Better shooter.
Better shooter.
You're not better playmaker.
No. Sexton had some crazy plays. but he ain't got the shot. Colin Sexton was like a Walmart version of De'Aaron Fox.
He reminded me of De'Aaron Fox.
That's what it reminded me of. Yeah, definitely. The team we need to talk about is one of these.
The Sixers?
Yes.
They coming back. Maybe they're going to do better.
What are we doing with Ben Simmons? What are we doing?
They got like a month to figure that out.
What are we doing?
They got a month.
Where is he going? He ain't staying here. He got to get the hell up out of here. So that's my mentality about it at this point.
Yeah,
he can't stay here.
Joel got to say something. He's too nice of a guy, though.
Stay here or I'm getting traded.
That'd Joel's too nice
of a guy. Joel.
You got to say, what's the name? Got to say something.
Either he go or I go.
Doc Rivers got to really say something.
Well, he already said something, and that's what got this whole thing started.
I know.
He said something. He got to say something. He had to recant what he said and say something else.
But now it's too late. So he got to go. Look here, man. We're just holding on for nothing, right, at this point.
Because they're going to be a first-round knockout. They stay below fifth.
And they the six right now. They play the Bucks here. They lose.
That's a first-round knockout.
Well, it's a first-round knockout, but it's a tough first round.
They might go six. Five.
That's going six. Oh. At least six. Might be seven.
Because with Ben on the roster?
No.
Who are they getting?
And B's the only person.
What help?
B is the only person that can stop.
What Giannis. Help is he getting?
And B's the only person that can stop Giannis.
What help is he getting?
And everybody else is. Who else? A. Milton hurt.
They need help. Oh, what?
A. Milton hurt.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was too bad. It might be a knee or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't think it was nothing
right now.
Major.
I think.
Oh yeah, I don't think it was nothing major. Let me check the good old NBA injury report as of yesterday. So we got
Goofy and Goofy.
Yeah, all week. I'm gonna tap in and tap out of that one because that was some BS.
Right.
When it comes to the Bucks, we have he's back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, Milton's back.
Oh. Okay.
But DiVincenzo got a bad ankle.
Oh, okay.
All right, so
he did have a bad ankle.
Yeah,
He never had a good ankle.
It's cold, man. It's cold.
In the last 2 years, he ain't.
Okay, so that means more play time for Pat Connaughton. Because he's going to come in for Holiday, Allen, and Connaughton to eat up Middleton's minutes.
Yeah.
So that's good for them. They'll get more PT out of that. That works. Yeah, that definitely works. Let's see what we got here.
No, he needs to be gone, bro.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
No, but who? Like, what do you get for him at now? This point, what's his value, if anything?
He got a value, but they not gonna get what they want from him. They gotta lower the standards. They gotta lower because what does Ben? He ain't played all year. I don't know if he's in shape or what. He can't shoot the ball.
We know that already.
Exactly.
We know that already.
So now I got to wait to see what he can do. Might as well just do the trade they should have did already.
Who was it for?
The John Wall.
I agree.
John Wall.
That's the one I wanted to do.
That's the one they should
do. That's the one I wanted because then it'll take care of Ben Simmons' contract and John Wall's contract. They about to wash.
Yeah, exactly.
Different years because John got 2 years versus.
I mean, unless Dame say something.
Dame's out right now.
Unless Dame say something.
Is it still his abdominal? What was Dame?
Yeah. So. They said he's been playing with his whole career.
Really?
For at least 6 years.
What?
They said he's been playing with like he just meant it was never major. He said. And they say they finally because they ain't been winning, so they just set him down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I heard. That was a report I saw. I can't remember the website I saw it on. When it happened, when it was like, he's going to be out for a couple weeks. It was like, yeah, he had this injury. It happened like 5, 6 years ago. And he played through it. Because it never really bothered. They just kept like messing it up. Because there's nothing you could. Surgery wise, you know, he's got rested.
Okay.
But he's just playing so much basketball with after the season and all that.
So Towns and Russell are out for protocols.
Okay. That's what I thought the intro was. That was yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if they got the one for today.
Yeah, I saw that. They go back to TNT this week, too.
What was that?
NBA.
Nice.
They've been off for a couple weeks.
You brought up Darius Garland. He actually comes back today.
Clear to return.
Was he protocols?
Probably was protocols. But he's not. He was healthy, though.
Okay. Oh, injury list. Oh, it was healthy safety. Yep. He missed four last four games.
Yeah.
So he plays today against Ja and the Grizzlies today. Cool. Murray's out tonight. San Antonio due to conditioning. He got clear for protocol. He was on protocols. So he's ramping up his workload. So he missed the past four games.
Oh, of course.
Pacers are playing without three of their starters today. Rodden, LeVert, and Durante, the rookie, health and safety protocols. That sucks. I think it's Kevin Pritchard.
Eggman. Can we just blow it up?
You're going to have to.
Just blow it up.
You're going to have to.
Rick Carlisle, just blow it up.
And just start over.
Keep somebody. Keep LeVert.
He got trade value, so you might.
No, I mean, you'll keep LeVert and probably Brogdon.
So trade the rookie?
No, I'm keeping.
Keep Durante.
I'm keeping them three, but I'm talking about Sabonis.
Oh, yeah. And
Miles
and
Turner.
All them can go.
All them might as well.
Just let them all go.
Might as well.
Y'all not winning.
They're
taking the season.
They 9 games under 500.
They play Brooklyn night?
Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh, they play Knicks. So they got back-to-back games on top of that.
Wow.
They play in New York. Then come
wow. 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 That's terrible.
That's saying a lot because the Knicks ain't doing much better.
No,
but they better than the Pacers.
Apparently, Julius Randle was in protocols too. He got cleared.
Well, they changed their thing.
He got cleared this morning.
They finally changed their scrap.
Kimba got knee problems. Ain't nothing new. We've been hearing that since 2011. Roy, what? Well,
you said it, what?
He missed three games in a row with a sore knee. What's the issue?
D Rose is gone. Been out.
Yeah, surgery.
What was it?
I think it was knees.
Yeah, I don't know if it was knees. Ankle, something like that.
I think he had surgery.
Yeah. And he out 2 months.
Oh, they're screwed.
6 to 10 weeks is what I saw.
They're screwed.
Let me find D Rose. We ain't did a basketball one since he got hurt. Yeah, D Rose is out. Underwent right ankle surgery.
Hmm.
Right before Christmas. Oh, okay, they all cleared.
Oh.
Mitchell Robinson cleared. Cold protocols and so they ran them.
Okay. So basically, Knicks going tonight.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It didn't even matter if they had Julius Randle or not.
It's the Pacers. In New York. They're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks are going. Knicks are definitely going.
Sabonis be putting up historic numbers in the losses. They played, they just lost to somebody. Their last game. Sabonis had 34, 14, and 8. And they lost.
Because he can't carry him.
He did everything he could possibly do.
You can't expect your big to carry you like that.
I was like, what type of numbers are you lost?
Let's be honest. I mean, I'm looking at this.
The Pacers are the best place.
No, you're not. Okay, Magic are in last
okay,
place.
Okay, close enough. They down there with the Magic.
Might as well be.
They got, oh, well, not really, because they got same amount of wins between the Magic and the Pistons.
What are you saying? And Cole Anthony's out, so I can't even count that as relevant. Because
exactly. And we're talking about Magic.
It's the Magic and the Pistons.
Right.
Pistons on the rebuild.
That's what you saw in Magic.
No, they're definitely on the rebuild.
That's saying a lot. I need
Pacers need it. When you're this low, tell Kevin Pritchard, yo, just blow it up. Let it go.
Yeah, and I'm not going to blame the Hawks. They got
Trey was out.
Trey was out. Now Collins is out.
Yeah, so they're going through it this
they
year.
They're going through COVID like a mug.
It's Atlanta, too.
Yeah, and
they're not
that bad.
No, it's right under 500.
Right under, yeah.
They can come back.
They're going to catch.
They'll catch fire at the All-Star break. They go to the playoffs. They'll catch fire.
They're going to play in them.
At least. I think the Knicks will get back up there, too.
The Knicks will.
Raptors Knicks will I'm going to tell you right now. Raptors are going to fall out.
Oh, absolutely.
Celtics are going to fall out. They will.
They might get taken back.
How long you been out?
Three games? Four games?
COVID?
He went in protocols when JB came off. They played one game today after you broke.
Played one game together.
The game after that, he went with COVID protocols.
Wow.
After he dropped
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. Top Slide with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, it's Top Slide with GTA Sports. It's 2021, it's a new year, time for some new gear. Usher in the new age, your way, the new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season. New age element sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Best of your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
He cleared. Yeah, he cleared today.
That's good.
I was able to practice today. They don't play today.
I think the Raptors are going to fall.
Absolutely.
Wizards might fall.
They always get in there.
I don't know how. They're up right now.
They always get in that. They always in the seventh or eighth. Ninth.
Yeah. It could be a play-in team.
Right.
I want my Hornets to go so bad this year. And I made a post about them the other day saying the Hornets are going to the playoffs.
Well, he ain't been consistent this year. Melo has not been consistent.
Did he just come off of COVID though?
They all been in and out.
Mm.
He been back a couple games though.
I didn't know that. I just seen an article saying Malik Monk said nobody wanted him in free agency, besides the Lakers.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not for what he wanted.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's kind
of he's on a minimum.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. To go to the Lakers, yeah, but like he probably wanted like a max contract or mini max.
They didn't extend his qualifying offer last summer. They could have kept him.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was a free agent. I like Malik Monk. He ain't really showing it with the Lakers at the moment. Well, with Charlotte, he was on his thing. Until they got guard heavy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I see him putting up the numbers right now. See, that's a Laker conversation. I need to say that for later. Right? Say that for later.
Yeah.
That I have to dedicate a whole segment for them just because of the BS they've been doing in the West. And put them up against some better teams I feel can take them out in the playoffs. So looking at the East right now, if I were to make a quick projection, this is the first episode of Heat Check in 2022. You got the playing.
Well, I'm saying
if I'm counting just playoffs.
So your top six?
My top six.
It's probably top six.
It's probably where it's at right now.
Well, I might flip around. I think Philly catch. Cleveland's
gonna make it.
They might be six. They probably be six, maybe seven.
Bulls will make it. Nets are gonna make it. The league won't let them fall out like
that.
That's
what we normally see, but
the Bucks are going to be right behind them.
The Bucks should catch them too.
The Bucks should be right behind them because
they got more losses.
Giannis is low key putting up MVP numbers this season.
They really tied.
And ain't nobody talk. I know because their records basically.
They played more games though.
Yeah. True. Because they had a game postponed, didn't they?
Who?
Didn't the Nets have a postponed game?
They had two postpones.
That's why. Yeah. The Heat should still be in there. Jimmy if he can make it back.
They might drop him. They ain't got nobody now.
In doing that, if the Hornets or Celtics get hot, they'll take that spot.
Yeah, I got Celtics.
Because technically, let's not forget, the Hornets were number four when Melo broke his wrist.
Yeah, they were.
They were fourth in the East. They fell to the play-in without him.
Last night was atrocious.
He's got all the good shooters now.
He was atrocious. They almost won this fight.
Who they playing? Cleveland?
Washington.
Oh, Wizards. Okay. I think all those teams are going to make it in the East. The Bulls, the Nets, the Bucks, 18 the Heat, points on 21 shots. Cavaliers, and Sixers. Huh?
21 shots, only got 18 points.
Ouch.
Yeah.
It's like Westbrook numbers.
Yeah. That's how I knew they was atrocious.
Would you change any of these? Like, bring the Knicks in? Or?
Embellish, I want to knock Cleveland out. I really can't.
Embellish, you want Cleveland or don't want Cleveland?
No, I do want them in, but they got to prove it, though. That's the problem. They're the youngest team.
That's true.
They're the youngest team with no experience.
That's true.
Like, you would think the Hornets are young. Hornets are young, but they got at least experience.
Who?
Together.
Oh, yeah.
Hornets from last year. Together. Yeah. Boston definitely got experience together.
They don't have – well –
Tatum and Brown got first.
They do.
I mean, Tatum has never missed the playoffs.
I don't think he's going to miss it.
He's never missed the playoffs.
I see they'll come in at the AC. I see Celtics at the bottom.
They better hope. They got
and the playing Bulls. The Nets first round. I could definitely see that.
They play the Bulls, though. They got a chance.
Yeah, but they play the Nets, though. You said Nets will finish number one.
I know.
That puts the Celtics and Nets at the
first If the Celtics first get round. The 7 or 8 seed, and they got to play.
They're in trouble.
Oh, so I got
the Bucks are gonna
and
be,
my walk is going to be
a
top
two. I agree with that. I agree with that.
So it don't matter which
I'm okay with that. I'm saying the Celtics are not beating the Nets or the Bucks in 7 games.
No, they're not. But they can beat the Bulls.
It'll be a dog fight. I'm not calling a winner on that one.
But I can see them beating the Bulls. I can see them beating Brooklyn and Milwaukee.
I agree.
Because Tatum got that in
him. He got the Mamba.
Mm-hmm. And JB went out 50.
66% from the field that day.
And they were getting smacked by the Magic.
He came all the way back and busted them.
They was down like 14 going to the fourth.
I want the Hornets to get in so bad, man.
I know you do.
So bad. Even if they get out of the first round, at least make the playoffs. That's an accomplishment. Your rookie of the year. Then your second year, you get.
I'm not the biggest cheer in the
But when he shows up, he shows up.
That's the problem. Out. He shows up. And Gordon, neither one of them, they
sometimey.
Exactly.
That's why the Celtics got rid of them. Both of them. They too inconsistent.
Exactly.
Well, I say blow up the Pacers.
Absolutely blow up
the Pacers. Hawks should eventually find a way up there. If Collins get back, they'll find a way back. They'll probably be in the play-in. Knicks should definitely be up here somewhere. I don't know what their problem is with D. Rose McGann. They probably did it. That might have cost their season.
I don't think so.
They might be sitting outside looking in.
They might get the 10. They might get to a play-in.
And if they do, they got to face Brooklyn first round.
Well, so
if they win.
Right, you got to win 2 games in a row, too.
Knicks, are they known for winning 2 games in a row?
No, not this year.
They're on a 2-game losing streak, not a winning streak.
Mm-hmm. And we're losing, like I said, if he rolls him back to he's out for 8 weeks, he reevaluated in 8 weeks. He ain't, might not be ready in 8 weeks.
And he got a rehab back, too. I would dare to call it a season for him.
Yeah, I got, you want to come coach on the bench with me?
Suit up. No.
Not that suit.
The hard bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got it for you. I'm just going to get to so you only were coach Taj, man.
Yeah, and Taj still part time playing.
Exactly. That way he didn't have a choice. They want to cover. He back. No, Noel's back. You back on the bench.
Oh man.
Noel and Robinson back. You back on. You back, coach.
Coach Taj.
Coach Taj. Like Coach Haslam.
Coach Rose.
Haslam was balling out for a day.
I seen that. I didn't know he sat in him.
Exactly.
I was like, what? Haslam's taking back. You saw a foul him and Larry took together. I said, boy, you told me doing that.
Exactly.
Told me taking those personal charges.
Buster said, "Hey man, that was nice. Don't
ever do that again.
Don't you do that again?
I will retire like exactly. Immediately.
You really will be getting a suit and jumpsuit. You don't get.
No, you ain't getting none.
I know you don't want no full suit, so you get the jumpsuit, but you're still coaching. All
right, so we're gonna talk about the Western Conference here. We're gonna talk about what we expect, what we predict, and first and foremost, the Golden State Warriors are sitting at the top as expected. Reports came out that Klay Thompson is supposed to return against the Cavaliers.
Sunday, right?
I believe so. Let me check the news on that one.
Yeah, they said yesterday.
Pretty sure.
He put six fingers yesterday.
Yeah, they said that yesterday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. So, your thoughts on that?
I like Klay coming back, but I don't like him starting Steve Kerr. Come on, starting
over Jordan Poole. That's what he's replacing, right?
Yeah, well, Jordan Poole comes to the bench now, but he get 35 minutes a game. So
you going to minimize him down to 25?
That's basically.
You going to cut him
by
10 minutes?
I'm being nice by letting Clay play 20.
I'll put my minutes restriction for at least 2 weeks.
At least.
I need
to see. I'm going to up it every week.
I need to see his condition.
20, 25. You keep it up? Okay, now we can push it about 28. You don't get 30 yet. You do not get 30 from missing. You missed 2 years.
We need you in the playoffs.
Exactly.
We don't keep you very, very limited. Mm-hmm. Okay. Phoenix is going through protocol hell right now. Half they roster.
Oh, they found
DeAndre. I think Chris Paul. Was it Chris Paul? It was DeAndre Ayton.
Devin back. Devin was hurt.
Coach is back. Monty Williams is back here. Shamit's out. I think JaVale McGee is out.
Yeah, I'm glad they switched that over. They switched over the protocols too.
As far as the days.
Yeah, far. Well, everywhere did from 10 to 5.
Oh, that's good.
As long as you ain't got no symptoms or whatever, you should be good.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what else they said was out. Oh, okay. JaVale McGee, Jay Crowder.
Oh, then we're out.
DeAndre.
RL.
Pass. Elfrid Payton.
Be back. It's been a week now.
Yeah.
They should be getting cleared. They don't play today, so.
No.
I don't think. No, they do. They play tonight. 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, they all got cleared. Only one that's still not cleared was Shannon. Everybody else is clear. I just looked at the injury for the game.
Mm.
So hopefully there should be no more COVID protocols. All the holidays are over with, guys. You should be good.
I hope so.
That's usually what happens. Family,
going to see family and friends.
And they all come to see you.
Right. Looking at the current Western Conference.
And they got sneaky third. Utah's sneaky third. So anybody talk about
them. They got there quietly.
Ain't nobody talking about
them. Nobody cares.
They haven't had them.
Nobody cares. Who talks about the Utah Jazz?
Nobody ever talks about the Jazz.
They just there.
Even when they was in one seed last year or 2 years ago.
They would at least talked about one seed.
Ever.
Bucks were too at one point.
Yeah.
Small market. The other sneaky team in this mall is the Grizzlies. Number 4?
God, bad boy.
Averaging 35. Last 4 games and won all the last 4 games.
Yeah, his teammate said,
I'm sorry, 5 game winning streak.
Bain said, Desmond Bain, he was like, they talking about him going to the All-Star game. You're talking about him being the best point guard in the league. What you talking about?
Oh,
I didn't say all that.
Okay.
I mean, I love
him. He's definitely top 5.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Top 3, maybe, absolutely. if you want to stretch it.
Absolutely.
But looking at this.
Oh, no, we're good.
I'm going to tell you my disappointments.
My Lakers are cool.
Blazers, not making the playoffs this year.
Not their fault.
Kings, playing. I'm okay with that. Pelicans, we already know the situation with that.
No. I hate to say it. He used to be on the block, though.
Who?
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
I think Haliburton took his spot.
He was a better shooter.
Both.
He's a better shooter. We knew when they drafted him. He's a better shooter.
I wouldn't say that, but he got a good shot. It goes within, but he's just a better, I don't know. He controlled their team better.
A little wild.
Yeah, he's a little wild.
I tell you who can use De'Aaron Fox services come trade deadline. The Knicks.
I've been saying that.
We need that. We need both of them.
Yeah, no.
We need that. We need him come to the East. Tell De'Aaron you come to the East.
Sports would veto that term?
Probably.
To the Kings?
Probably.
I'm going where?
Who would clutch? Who would clutch?
Ben?
Oh, who?
Ben Simmons.
No, he said second most on his list.
Oh, did he?
He did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ben wants to move to California. Sacramento was on his list.
Is that really California?
Really, it's the Lakers. Like,
I know. It's California. It's nobody goes to Sacramento.
He ain't going
to
live in Sacramento. Right. He's going to play for
Sacramento. I don't say nobody goes to Sacramento.
He's going to play for
Sacramento. Right.
But I think Ben was the list, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look that confirmed. I'm pretty sure. Last time I heard,
but I think they might have found a reason of way to get him out now. Oh, that who was?
What's that?
I just saw some of them. Was it Timberwolves?
I think they were on the list too.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw Timberwolves, Warriors, Kings. They all, because they all California.
Exactly. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find the list of teams. He said, I know it was in a tweet at one point. It should have did the James Harden Ben Simmons trade. That should have pulled it off. Should have definitely pulled it off. He gave them a list of teams. And I'm trying to remember where that tweet was at.
Oh, it was a tweet he did.
I don't know if it was him or a list, yeah, based on one of the reports. Yeah. Said the list of teams that he would be okay with getting traded to.
Oh, wow. They tied right now.
Who?
So, for assists, Chris Paul and James Harden tied.
Wow.
And Trey right behind him.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ. Steph shoots two more threes. Or hits two more threes than everybody else in the league.
Hmm.
Of course, he went to leave in blocks when I was turning.
Again, until he has to get hurt. There it is. Found it. He put up the New York Knicks, Lakers, Timberwolves, Portland, Sacramento, Pacers, and Cavaliers.
I believe last three when I see it.
Sacramento's a win for me.
I mean, it's a win
because De'Aaron Fox is definitely getting traded.
I think De'Aaron should be traded, and I don't want to.
But it's time.
I know. I've been wanting to get traded, but if I'm the Kings, I don't want to trade him. That's the only reason. But Halliburton, he's been getting better numbers.
So where will he land? Out of those teams, where you see him at going the most?
Ben Simmons.
Knicks, Lakers, Timberwolves, Trailblazers, Kings.
Only reason Pacers, I would Cavs. Say somewhere in the West. It won't be the Lakers because the Lakers are not going to trade.
Right. That's the only contract that makes sense.
Well, and we're not trading AD.
Need to.
I know that's what you say.
Need to.
Not
let
LeBron
that man
LeBron ain't gonna do that.
He ain't built for the torch, man.
LeBron ain't going to do that. You know what team we will work with? Timberwolves. Sorry, D-Lo got to go.
Are we sending D-Lo to Philly?
D-Lo got to go.
Are we sending D-Lo to Philly? With Joel? With Steph Curry still?
Okay, we was being nice.
Wait a minute.
We was being nice.
And letting him play with you.
Yeah, exactly.
He's on the cat now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're not training you, Cat, but we got to train your fans.
Wow.
Wow. That's the team of the – that's a future team. They got a team they want.
Yeah. With
Anthony
Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
You don't need Ben to shoot ball.
Nope. Yeah, Anthony Edwards.
Exactly.
And Cat. Wow. That puts the Timberwolves in the playoffs.
Yes, it does.
It's, they ain't been in the playoffs in relevant since Jimmy.
Ain't been in the playoffs. Exactly. He carried.
And they got swept.
They ain't been relevant in the playoffs since Kevin Love.
Well, no. Well, they got knocked out. But
I know, but that's the last time they were relevant.
That was like, what, 2015?
Mm-hmm. That was the last
time. I think he got hurt that season.
That was the last time they was relevant. It was Kevin Love, Timberwolves. I'm
averaging 25, 8, and 8.
Exactly.
Well,
the Timberwolves, if I got picks somebody.
That or the Kings, just to get De'Aaron out
of
there.
I would love
it. Just to get De'Aaron out of there. Put De'Aaron with Joel.
That's basically what I'm saying. So I'm doing the story if I'm De'Aaron. Go get it, big man. There you go. If not, I'm going to dunk on somebody.
Or clutch threes at the, exactly. At the buzzer. He got a clutch.
But he's not really a shooter.
But he can do it.
He goes to the rim now. That's it.
Oh, for sure.
And he might dunk on you. And that's enough to beat the Buck.
Don't go to the Pacers. Don't.
That ain't going to happen. The Cleveland not going to happen either.
They don't need him.
You got to give up too much if you Cleveland.
And that's stupid. Why would you gut your team for being?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the Pacers could, but I don't know why I would take that deal.
If you're clutch sports, you're not.
I'm like, you want to go where?
Pacers.
Cleveland, no.
Pacers? Hell no.
Exactly.
It's small market. We can't do nothing for you out there.
Exactly.
Now you go out there.
I mean, see, So Sacramento's cut Portland in the small market.
But we do the Portland deal, you get CJ.
Do I want bad back CJ?
Better, he shoot better than Ben.
Bad back CJ, collapse lung CJ. I don't know if I want him.
He shoot better than Ben.
You give him Simons.
You know, Portland can't afford to pay him. They might actually look into that.
You would have to give him Simons, Will.
You might have to.
And I need another first round pick.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Need a taper fade, Jay's Classic Cuts, more drip for your waves, located maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids. One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today.
It's Toss Letter GTA app. Sports. It's 2021. It's a new year. Time for some new gear. Usher in the new age, your way. The new age elements. Giving you a reason.
Hello, everyone.
Stop. Toss Letter with GTA Sports.
New age 2021.
Sportswear. It's a new year.
Wear your story with
time
pride.
Time for some new gear.
The vintage.
Usher in the new age, your way. The new age elements.
Special
giving you a reason. Stop. Every season. New age elements sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes,
the heat check,
the creatives
the
time
slider, and the Tony
special
Turner
collection coming soon.
Right here on GTA Sports Network.
Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
You are now
GTA
tuned
Sports
in
to Heat Check.
And check out GTA Sports Network
and the Tony Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Big contract, kind of expensive. CJ's is too, but I'm taking a risk.
A big risk.
A huge risk.
Is he 30 yet?
Yeah.
CJ's 30, right?
Yeah.
He's already almost.
He just turned 30.
In basketball years, he's old.
Yeah, and because him and so they both had to go all 4 years too. Him and Dame went all 4 years of college, so they was 24.
So they came in the league a little bit.
They was exactly. It was in the league 24, 25. Because Dame was 32. Mm. 31. He might have turned
30. If we're Philly, do we make an offer for Dame?
Absolutely.
What all we got to give up to get Dame?
Might not give up.
Really?
Might not.
Just Ben?
No, I didn't say just Ben. I mean Thibault.
Can't do Thibault, but take Shake Milton or something. Like,
I mean him too.
No, I said Shake. Shake him.
I need at least three players to find another team.
Shake Ben and We'll do a three-team trade with John Wall or something. We'll try to work something out.
And what, put John Wall in Portland?
Can. That way Chauncey gets a all-star point guard. So he don't lose nothing on that deal. Because you got John Wall to replace Dame.
John Wall ain't play.
But when he did play, he put up 20 plus.
True.
So he still got the numbers. In those games he played last year.
It's just a wash year.
Yeah.
This year's a wash year.
This year definitely a wash year.
Because, I mean, Dame would do some miracle stuff. It's like historic, heroic, Herculean. I'm using every word I can think of. Jesus. Woo!
That's tough.
And we got what they in. 12th place?
Oh, yeah. Portland ain't going to the playoffs this year. This is Dame's last hurrah. Little people know. Dare I say it, this might be Dame's last year. It's a trouble. I'm just going to say it now.
He was trying to be nice. He just needs to say it.
He was trying to be loyal.
Yeah, he was trying to be loyal.
Show love to the city of Portland.
Don't really want to go to Portland.
Tell the truth. You talked to AD and LeBron over the summer.
And nobody be mad.
No. You
basically what Westbrook was.
Literally.
He's a better shooter than Westbrook.
OKC.
You want to jump 14 in 4 years.
OKC showed love every time Westbrook comes to town.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely do that in Portland.
They would definitely show Dame love in Portland. You've done nothing but great for the city.
And he wants to be that next level.
It's time to move on, man.
He wants to be that next level. He is as a player. But if he wants to be what LeBron is, he got to go.
Or he's just going to be another great player that never won.
Yeah, exactly.
Another Charles Barkley. MVP?
No, right.
Yeah. But ain't winning nothing.
Right.
Ain't got no rings. My man Shaq clown every chance he get.
Exactly.
One of the greatest players to never win one. So Looking at this, you got the Warriors, Suns, Jazz, the Grizzlies, Nuggets, Mavericks, and your six. Some people would say, just lock this in. This is your six.
Yeah,
I disagree because the Lakers still have the talent.
Well, and we look at the records.
Right.
The Lakers are a game back.
From jumping two, three spots.
Well, they got the same record as the Clippers.
Right.
Who about to get screwed.
Because Paul George and Kawhi out.
I mean, Paul George out 6 weeks, right? 4 to 6 weeks?
Let's look at the Clippers schedule. And I can tell you right now, it's about to go down. Oh, till off rip. They play the Suns on Thursday.
Loss.
They play the Clip. They play the Grizzlies on Saturday.
That's another loss.
They play the Hawks on Sunday.
Might be another loss.
They play the Nuggets next Tuesday. Clippers can beat the Nuggets?
Nuggets ain't got nobody. All they got is Joker.
Joker can beat the Clippers by itself. Without Paul and Kawhi.
He don't need 30. He don't need about 25, 12, and 12.
He could do it.
He's going to have to do that.
That's the Herculean effort we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at their schedule, you got a couple wins in there, a couple teams that don't matter, a couple teams that's 50-50. But looking at their next 3 to 4 games, Clippers going to fall.
Bro, they got Serge back. That's how bad the Clippers are. They had to call a no-back Serge.
Wow.
He ain't played. Speaking of not playing in 2 years, he ain't played almost three.
That's just outrageous.
But, yeah, the Lakers, what, they're in eighth?
Yeah.
They're close around eighth.
I think they can jump to six.
We definitely going past the Clippers.
We're going past
the Nuggets, too.
Yeah, past the Mavericks, too.
I know. Well, I think the Mavericks can stay with us. That's the problem. Because Luka just came back.
He can go back and forth.
Yeah, Luka just came back. So I would put Dallas and the Lakers in the top six.
So basically keep the first four teams the same, or five teams the same. Nuggets going to stay where they are. They're going to fall.
No, Nuggets going to fall.
So that
I don't think Joker do all that by himself. Keep doing it.
That bumps up.
Unless you give me Jamal Murray back, which is video of him practicing.
Nice. That bumps the Lakers up to at least fifth, if not fourth.
Yeah.
That could potentially put the Kings in a playoff position.
They're going to fight for a play-in. Them and the Timberwolves.
This will be De'Aaron's last big bang if you don't get traded.
The Timberwolves and the Kings are definitely going to fight in a play-in spot.
With Anthony Edwards, you got a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Let everybody get off protocol. You get Cat and D'Lo back. You should be okay.
And I think the trouble is going to sneak in somehow.
I don't see it.
They're going to sneak into the 10th for a play-in spot.
And then lose.
Depending on who they play.
They're probably going to play in the Kings. Can't do it twice, though.
Yes.
What about Timberwolves?
Timberwolves
a better team.
He gonna need bad back CJ.
He gonna need CJ to get that one off.
He gonna need CJ back at that point.
But looking at the rest of the West, I mean, the competition is already locked in pretty much.
Oh yeah.
The team that we didn't talk much about, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it anyway. Quick shout out to EJ, Eric Gordon, and Houston.
Oh yeah. Hey, can y'all please give my man
free Aaron Gordon?
Please, please.
Free EJ.
Please free that man.
He got a hamstring that kind of got him in and out the lineup right now. But when he's out there, he puts up 20 points a game.
Please for this one.
Send him anywhere.
As much as I love Jalen Green.
They played better without him.
I know. Well, he kind of messed up the chemistry because he was doing all right. And then when he got hurt, when he sprained his knee.
Yeah.
And they started winning a little bit.
What's up with the Christian Wood and Kevin Porter Jr. situation?
I didn't know Christian Wood was part of it. I thought it was Kevin Porter.
They both ran on it.
Exactly. Apparently, I don't know what happened. What, they just cussing out people?
I feel like
contact detrimental to the team.
Yeah. Detrimental contact. Yeah. Bad, the behavior of detrimental to the team. Poor conduct.
Right. Chris Wood did his under the line. Cause I didn't see it.
You're the worst team in the West.
That's probably why you mean.
Christian Wood is better than that. First
of all. Oh, absolutely.
Hell, even Kevin Porter Jr. is a better player than that.
Well, so it's not the first time Kevin Porter's been like
true
having teammates.
That's why he ended up leaving Cleveland.
That, exactly. And he had it in college, too, got the problems.
He had two problems in college too.
Yeah. They suspended him because of having attitude problems. And school problems because he wasn't in class.
Wow.
Or not take it or doing something. I can't remember. They was like, it's not the first time he's been in trouble for like locker room and teammate problems.
They only got to spend it for one game, though.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah.
Not that it really matters.
Think a game check just hit their pockets.
Pretty much.
Oh, they only get to spend one game. When you last place in the NBA.
Right.
You don't take these losses out here. You don't get to get spending for a week.
Wow.
That's what it was. He left.
Yeah, Porter left middle of the game.
Yeah, Wood didn't leave.
He just didn't come in the rest of the game.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But it looks like Silas had nothing but positive things to say about him.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's a better than he expected out of him. Keep his job. Being the worst in the West.
Oh, keep his
job. In a big market like Houston.
Keep his job.
It might get one more year. Maybe.
Let Jalen see what Jalen Green
will do.
If Jalen Green is healthy, healthy.
They'll give him a pass for the injury and say, okay, we'll get another shot.
Yeah.
But the next season, he's just a transition piece.
Yeah, he's a bridge
coach. He's a bridge coach. Yeah, I think I can leave the Western standings where they are. I think that's pretty much what we're looking at here. I don't see them being too much better than what they are.
I'll tell you what, Lakers not doing the play anymore. LeBron ain't got time for that. 37.
Putting up 37-7.
Right.
It just, I don't see the Lakers.
And I do think the Suns. I think the Suns probably gonna get the part. Because I think the Warriors gotta go through a transition.
They're gonna go through some growing pains.
Yeah, they have to. Clay just ain't gonna come in and I don't think.
Because they're gonna keep going back and forth all year. Kind of like how Utah and Phoenix were last year. I love the fact that the Warriors are back in the mix. It makes the West more interesting.
Right.
If the Warriors make it out of the West, they're winning it all. I don't care if Brooklyn's there at the finals. I don't care if Milwaukee's there at the finals. The Warriors are the one at all. Everybody would love to see a Steph versus KD finals. But if you tell me Steph versus Kyrie Irving, I'll take Steph.
Well, and then the problem is Kyrie won't be able to play.
That's true.
Because they got the mandate in San Francisco, too.
Looks like your boy James Harden going to step up or step out.
He been stepping up.
But he's going to do it on a consistent basis.
So, Kyrie, you're not the first, second option no more.
Right? No, you like the fourth option, man.
I'm being nice. I give him the third.
I say fourth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm being nice by giving him the third.
When Joe Harris get back.
They don't never give him the ball no more. With all three of them, he don't get the ball. Kyrie give him the ball. KD and his running, he'll get the ball. Give me Cam Thomas.
Bring Cam in, man.
Give me, who's that, Bruce? Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown.
Bring Bruce Brown in.
Wow.
Joe probably going to trade him.
Probably trade him.
Well, not this year. We're going to trade because he hurt.
Yeah. Is he coming back at all this year or is he out for season?
He still got like another month. And he's been out a month, man.
Damn.
It said 8 to 10 weeks.
Damn.
He broke his ankle too, right?
Think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But looking at this here, I say the Sun and Warriors are coming out of the West. Everybody's gonna put up a good fight, but let's be honest.
Even though what's his name? He's finally been showing up.
Who?
Porzingis.
That's cute.
He's been showing up. That's what Luka needs.
But is it enough for the Mavericks to get out the West? No.
It's enough to get the first one.
But not the way. Because either
it's enough for me not to trade Porzingis.
You can keep him as long as you want to it.
And he ain't no trade value.
Exactly. He's injury prone.
He ain't got no real.
And he has a bad attitude about not being the star of the offense.
Right.
You exposed yourself last year. We've seen it. You got jealous because the plays were drawn up for Luka and not for you.
Right.
Well, no team's gonna want to put up with that.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you got to act the fool when the ball don't come to you.
Right.
Standing in the corner pouting because you ain't getting the ball. You 7'3". If you don't get your big ass.
Exactly. I have to slap him on the court in the middle of the game. Luka probably cussing him out in his language.
So, the only team that you say has a puncher chance of making it back into this play is the Blazers, and I don't see it.
They go.
I don't see it.
It depends.
This season's over. I'm sorry for Chauncey. This season's over.
I'm sorry for Dane. What the?
I'm sorry for Chauncey. This is his first year.
Exactly. Yeah.
They gave him a team that ain't gonna win nothing.
They gave him damaged goods and CJ.
Yeah, ain't tell. What?
I just don't see Dame not making playoffs.
Is it gonna be Suns and Bucks again? Or Warriors and Nets? Or yeah, Warriors and Bucks?
He's not the same as Bradley.
Hope?
CP3 is not the same.
As who?
As like, even last year, like, you know, he's not the same out there. He does not look the same.
Oh, he looks older?
Yeah. He's not scoring like he was.
He wasn't really scoring last year.
I know, but
he would have some flashes.
I ain't seen a flash.
What, CP's 37 too?
Yeah, I know.
And he's still doing assists. He don't do that.
He's still doing his non-assist.
Dish that all you want, but he's not in the same physical condition as LeBron James either. So
it's really Devin Booker. Even Bridges not even doing it. Bridges don't see the same either. They got some clutches though, like Crowder. They got some veterans out there.
Yeah,
Shaman's a good pick.
Crowder been to the finals. How many times? That dude, just he was in the finals with Miami.
Yeah,
exactly. He was in the finals the following year with Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then Crowder been to the finals. I think again. What was he in the finals with Boston?
Might have been.
He was definitely in the champ in the playoff. Crowder's got the playoff championship experience.
I mean, Shaman's two champions.
Shaman, yeah, you know. They got the team.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
That's three rings right there with the Olympic title. Yeah. So, I mean, you got the experience.
It don't feel the same. It's just the way I watch them.
You know why? Because we didn't – the thing that makes this completely different and shifts the whole conference is the team that's the number one. Oh, last year, they were in the play-in.
Right.
That changes. See how that shifts everybody up?
Right.
That puts the Suns at number one by a long shot. Then the Jazz right behind it. Grizzlies weren't in the mix last year like that. They were in the bottom.
Yeah.
That shifts up all the other teams, Nuggets, Clippers, Mavericks, Pacers, Lakers. All those teams shift up 2-3 spots if the Warriors weren't in the mix. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How many teams can the Suns really beat in the West?
Based on their starting five. Is that with Sark or without Sark? Even with Sark in there. With JaVale, Bridges, CP, Booker, they honestly.
I just think we have a first round.
If everybody stays healthy, because they were confident. You're sounding like the media last year that kind of said the Suns got lucky because of injuries and protocols and whatnot last year. It kind of played out a certain way.
Right.
Nick Kawhi got hurt too.
Yeah.
They definitely put a dent in everything. So
Clippers are definitely
gonna be off because both your star players are out, your two wings are out, and if it's a comeback, it ain't gonna matter.
Right, Kawhi ain't coming back. So
no,
I'm trying to tell y'all this. Time I got partially torn ACL. When is he ever? And he's still injured.
And when he's injured, he take his time.
He's super time.
So basically, Clippers are gonna fall off the list.
Yeah,
completely. That opens up another spot. Puts the Lakers up two more spots.
Yep.
So,
and then I'm downgrading the Nuggets. I'm talking
that puts the Lakers at least top five.
I'm putting them in the fifth,
and it's probably
more Dallas.
It's probably gonna end up at fifth or sixth.
Yeah, they top 16. They not doing no play. I just trying to say, they not doing no play.
LeBron averaging 30 points a game. I'd be damned if he ended up
in
the play.
Year now on his birthday, he showed up and they won the last two.
So maybe he's on something.
He's on this new year, man. He's good now. It usually starts at Christmas. It was a week off.
Right. So, well, I mean, that pretty much sums up almost anything NBA-wise.
I mean, I could think of it unless something happened when he was doing this.
I don't think I'm missing anything NBA-wise.
Let's see. That is all. Yeah, no basketball.
All right, so I'm going to find you, man. We'll let man in on that.
Instagram, Tone_Fresh08.
You can follow me at TySlatter on all the social media platforms. It's another episode of GTA Heat Check, all NBA edition. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network, GTA Heat Check, GTAsportsNet.com, Scratch your channel, GTA Sports. For all things in the world of sports, this is TySlatter. Until next time, we out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with TySlatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel,
GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.